following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Tuesday, January 24th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us here. We're going to have a great show. Got plenty of people in the studio, but before we get to all of them, let's introduce our senior news editor up there in beautiful Grastoria, Oregon. It's the wonderful Cannabis Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Stormy Astoria today. Oh, I guess stormy all over the world. We're having a solar flare today, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I guess one of the largest solar flares in 10 years, radiation raining down on us. So stay inside tomorrow today.
That explains it. And I got a story about the rain and my experiences today trying to cross the street. We'll talk about that in hour two because, I got a little riled up.
That was a joke about crossing.
Hey, also joining us in the studio, we got Ganja John hanging out here on camera too. How you doing, Ganja John?
What's up, Russ?
Oh, your camera's sitting
it's
down
on
there.
The floor. Hey, let's put it up where I am.
To say hi to people like that. And we've also got Todd Armstrong hanging out. He'll have Todd's Toker Topics for us later on today. What's your topic today, Todd?
Crossing state lines.
Crossing state lines. Interesting. All right. We've also got Brian and Brian in the house. They're at the end. We've got two Brians hanging out. So two Brians for the price of one. Tune in today. Great show. First, we start off with our hemp headlines and cannabis carries. So, Carrie, what do we got in the news today?
Man, we have a mishmash of stories coming in today on the Newswire. First, we're going to go to a high school principal who is in a little trouble for, trafficking. That can't be good. Also, a city in New Mexico where the police are going to have to pay for a woman's destroyed cannabis. We've got a story about a kid bringing marijuana into an elementary school. That's probably not so good. A day of action and also an update on John Ray Wilson's case out of New Jersey. Lots of news today.
All right, plenty of news. And then we'll take our 20 after break. And coming back from that, we have your daily Toker tunes, and on Tuesdays it's Electric Tuesday. I've found a song out there from deep in the heart of Idaho, Carrie. We get to go back to Idaho for our music today.
Nice.
All right, got good stuff there from Stay Low Productions on an album called Idaho Potato Beats. Baked Idaho Potato Beats is what it was called. So we're looking forward to that.
We love Idaho musicians, so bring it on.
That's right. Half past the hour, we're going to speak with Joseph Phillips. He's an activist in West Virginia who's putting on the High 5K run and also supporting a bill out there in West Virginia to legalize marijuana. And we've, again, Todd's Toker Topics and a little radical rant at the end of the show. It's a full show today, followed by an hour of Toker Talk Radio at 971-533-7111. We'll take your calls and we'll see you in the chat room and talk about all the topics of the day. Stay tuned. We're back right after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hi, I'm Radical Russ. One of the best things about marijuana is the wonderful aroma. But when you travel a lot like I do, that aroma becomes a suspicious smell. That's why I endorse stealth-products.com, the leaders in smell-proof containers. From smell-proof vacuum bags to smell-proof backpacks and duffel bags, all the way to smell-proof digital safes, stealth-products.com has you covered. Stealth-products.com brings you safe, secure, odorless layers of protection with activated carbon fiber. Backpacks and duffel bags are simple black so as not to attract attention with a logo or a flashy design. Now, nothing is perfectly odor-controlled from the detection of drug dogs, but with proper vigilance, containers from StealthDashProducts.com will help you avoid nosy humans.
You're now listening to Elliot Beats.
StealthDashProducts.com. StealthDashProducts.com.
Russ Belville. Yeah, he's a scurvy dog.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network.
Inhaling deeply all the sacred smoke.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
We're having a problem with the call with Cannabis Carrie. We'll attempt a reconnection here just as soon as we can. In the meantime, I'm Russ Belville with your Normal News. We've got news from New Jersey, unfortunate news here on the case of John Ray Wilson. He is the New Jersey resident who's a medical marijuana patient. We've told you his story many times. He was busted for, I believe, 17 plants it was, just months prior to the medical marijuana law being signed into law by the outgoing governor. Unfortunately, the appeal has gone all the way up to the Supreme Court there in New Jersey, and it seems that there's been a rejection of that appeal all the way at the Supreme Court. So it does look like we will get no relief for John Ray Wilson, who is using marijuana for medical purposes in the state of New Jersey. I got an email earlier today from Chris Goldstein, who is with Normal New Jersey and has done a lot of work there with Ken Wolski, and they have been lobbying for a long time on this. They issued a press release today from the New Jersey Supreme Court that he will get 5 years in prison for growing medical marijuana to treat his multiple sclerosis. The Supreme Court today refused to hear his appeal on January 20th. His attorney, William Buckman, called the result wrongheaded and a vicious travesty. Wilson was arrested on August 18th, 2008, and charged with manufacturing 17 marijuana plants that he uses to treat his multiple sclerosis. The jury was not allowed to hear any testimony about his condition, his multiple sclerosis, basically removing his only defense to those charges. In December of 2009, Wilson was acquitted of the most serious charge, but convicted of second-degree charge of manufacturing marijuana. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison on March 19th, 2010. Members of the community protested outside the courthouse in Somerville. On July 26th of 2011, an appellate court ruling affirmed the conviction and the sentencing. So that's what he was appealing there, was that latest ruling. Unfortunately, that went through the appellate court, which agreed that there was no personal use exemption to those charges. They agreed that the five-year prison sentence for the crime was appropriate. The governor, Chris Christie, ignored appeals from the state senators Nicholas Scutari and Raymond Lesniak, who were seeking a pardon for the gentleman. The official pardon request to the office of the governor remains active, and that would remain the only chance that John Ray Wilson would have of escaping the five-year prison sentence. Ken Wolski, the executive director of the Coalition for Medical Marijuana New Jersey, was quoted as saying, quote, this is further proof that there is no justice for medical marijuana patients in the state of New Jersey. And he is a retired, he's a registered nurse working for CMMNJ. Of course, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society has confirmed that the standard therapies provide inadequate relief for the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Chris Goldstein on the board of CMMNJ said, quote, how many more seriously ill residents are we going to pay to send to prison? We call on Governor Christie to demonstrate his compassion for qualifying medical marijuana patients and his commitment to the new stance on nonviolent drug offenders by issuing a pardon for John Ray Wilson. In other news, there is going to be a protest. A day of action has been called against federal enforcement of medical marijuana laws in the state of Colorado. This is from the Boulder Daily Camera, who says a group of medical marijuana advocates and business owners are calling for a medical marijuana day of action on Wednesday to protest federal marijuana enforcement against Colorado dispensaries. The marijuana advocates want patients to call their federal representatives and ask them to tell U.S. Attorney John Walsh to stop trying to shut down the marijuana businesses that are compliant with state and local laws. The action has been organized in response to letters Walsh sent to 23 marijuana businesses that are located closer than 1,000 feet to a school. The businesses were given until February 27th to close or move. The letters were described by federal officials as, quote, a first wave that would be followed up by additional enforcement actions. Lance Smith, the owner of Boulder Kind Care, who is promoting the day of action among his patients and on his dispensary's Facebook page, said the federal government should let state regulations do their job. Quote, Colorado is the most heavily regulated state when it comes to medical marijuana, and it is working, Smith said. Well, once again, you know, I've reported on this before, and the situation isn't anything to do with whether or not the federal government doesn't like patients, doesn't like people using it medically. It has to do with medical marijuana being an industry and growing powerful. They are terrified that we are going to gain political power, we are going to continue to raise money and put it toward legalization initiatives, we are going to raise money to fund primary challengers and candidates and attack ads and all the things that a powerful political group can do. You know that their political masters, the people handing out those campaign contributions in big pharma, in alcohol, in tobacco, the last thing they want to see is any sort of competition from natural cannabis. Very unfortunate story in the news today coming from the East Haddam Patch website, talking about a four-year-old who was found with marijuana at a school. This police were called to Hanover Elementary School, and I'm looking for the state on this one. I did not get the information on which state this is. Unfortunately, the writer did not manage to add that, but oh wait, looks like Connecticut. There we go. All right, let's go here to Hanover Elementary School in Connecticut. After a four-year-old student was reportedly found to have 9 bags of marijuana. The boy, who police say is a student with a special needs in a pre-kindergarten class, reportedly took out 9 individually wrapped bags of marijuana from his pocket at snack time, saying that, quote, he had snacks, end quote, according to the Meriden Police spokesman, Detective Lieutenant Mark Walurizak. Oh, my God. Tough names today, folks. School officials said the boy was reaching in his jacket pocket for a snack and the bags of marijuana fell out. According to school officials, the boy's teacher was nearby, immediately saw the drugs, and notified school administration. Quote, no other students were involved in the incident, according to the superintendent, Mark Benigni, at a 4:30 p.m. press conference at the school. Hanover Principal Miguel Cardona reiterated the incident was isolated and handled quickly by staff and police. Quote, our concern is for the four-year-old student who had no knowledge of what he was bringing to school, end quote. The Benigni said, the student is safe, and we will continue to ensure the safe learning environment for our students. Yeah, you know, this sounds like just a mistake was made. Sounds like somebody who had baggies of weed maybe hid them in that bag, or I doubt very much they were purposefully sent to the school with the child. There was some sort of mistake that was made here, and, you know, it's a shame when these kind of things happen because it looks bad for our movement. It looks bad for people that are cannabis consumers. But remember, these kind of accidents and mistakes happen all the time with other substances. We have situations where kids are found with cigarettes or kids are found with alcohol, even really young kids when their parents leave it out, you know, and unattended. Yet those aren't the ones that are going to make headlines unless the kid gets hurt from the alcohol or is caught, you know, distributing the cigarettes or something like that. It makes headlines because it's marijuana. But let's remember, there's nothing about that marijuana that could have harmed the child had he even ingested it. So it gets blown up because it's an illegal drug, because it's marijuana. Obviously, this parent was not responsible about their marijuana use, you know, letting this happen. You got to be more careful with where you're putting your stash and not letting your kids get into it. But let's keep things in perspective and remember that most of the hubbub about this is just because it is an illegal drug. Got a story today that came through early this morning that I reported on the Stash blog at stash.normal.org. And just want to remind you folks, if you're planning on flying anytime soon, the no smoking on planes rule applies to marijuana as well. This from My Fox New York in Newark, New Jersey. A man faces drug charges after allegedly smoking pot on a JetBlue flight to Newark, New Jersey. Airport police say the man claimed he had the marijuana for medicinal purposes. Crew members from Flight 510 from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, say they became suspicious Monday when the man, identified as 43-year-old Adam Blumenkrantz of Los Angeles, dropped a clear plastic bag in the cabin. As the plane approached Newark, the crew reported the man entered the lavatory. When he emerged, they say there was a strong smell of marijuana. All right. Well, look, I fly a lot. And air travel sure would be a whole lot more pleasant if we were allowed to smoke pot on a plane. And I certainly understand how someone's medical needs could come into play. And I appreciate how marijuana could help, I don't know, flight anxiety, air sickness, even just trying to relax in a cramped coach seat. But come on now, smoking anything hasn't been allowed on most flights since 1988. And been banned under federal law since the year 2000. So not only does Blumenkrantz face federal charges for possession of marijuana, and that alone could net him 1 year in prison and a $1,000 fine, but also federal charges for smoking in an airport lavatory that can earn the maximum $3,300 fine. So my advice, brownies, dude, brownies. Okay, if you've heard this story before, 8 times before, get ready for time number 9, because President Obama is taking questions via YouTube, and once again, marijuana legalization is dominating the questions. This from youtube.com/Whitehouse. On Tuesday tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern, President Obama will speak to the nation in his annual State of the Union address. Starting today, you can ask President Obama the questions that are on your mind about the direction of the country and vote on others that you think he should be asked. He'll answer several of your top voted questions during a special interview, which will take place on January 30, live from the White House. A selection of people who submit questions will also be invited to join a Google Plus Hangout live with the president during the interview. The deadline to submit questions is January 28th at midnight Eastern, so submit your question now. So, once more into the reach, dear friends, how many times will President Obama ask the American people for their questions on national policy? How many times will we resoundingly call for marijuana legalization? And how is he going to diminish, mock, or ignore our concerns this time? I mean, we questioned him on legalizing marijuana in September 2001. It was the number one petition. We Twittered him to legalize marijuana in July 2011, making up 1 out of 8 questions asked. We asked him via YouTube video on July 2011, with the LEAP question being the number one video. We asked him via Ideas for Change in March 2010, with legalization again the number one question. We asked him in the Citizens Briefing Book in May 2009, with the number one idea once again being legalization. We asked him via Open for Questions 2 that he ran back in March of 2009, where he mocked the number one idea of legalization once again. And we asked him in Open for Questions 1 in January of 2009, where legalization topped most of the categories of questions. And all the way back in December of 2008, he asked us via change.gov, and legalization was the number one question. But not only that, it was 12 of the top 50 questions and 31 of the top 100 questions. So I don't know. maybe the ninth time is the charm here. Maybe once again, we'll ask the people and we'll come up with the most popular question being legalization of marijuana. Well, guess what? Normal's Eric Altieri back at the national office sent in another question. Isn't it time to legalize and regulate marijuana? It's number one with votes right now on the site. I sent in one called My 2012 Question for President Obama. I just asked him why, as a 20-year pot smoker, would he lock me up for doing what he did as a kid? Well, isn't that fun? I love the timing here. We're having one of these days, folks.
Hey, Russ, what do you think about a break?
I think it's about 13 seconds too late.
Okay.
Let's get into it. We're late. We'll be right back after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Hey, what up? It's the Dirt Ball from the Cottonmouth Kings. You are now listening to the Normal Show Live.
Not worried about her. We gotta keep him gagged.
Oh, he's about ready to crack.
All you gotta do is keep him from having too many reefers.
Do you really want to legalize marijuana? Prove it. Join Normal today at NORML.org. And your donation will help us spread the growing truth about cannabis. Free speech ain't free, you know.
Free the ganja tree, it's the healing of the nation. Free the Cali weed, good for meditation. Free the pot smokers, they're in a delight. Lighting up the chalice, they keep no malice.
For the healing marijuana.
Come on, come on, come on, say.
Free the marijuana.
Gimme, 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 say.
Free the marijuana.
Come on, come on, come on, say.
Free the marijuana.
Ganja computer.
Ganja. It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420 friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Electric Tuesday, our segment featuring the best of modern electric music in the genres of dance, new age, house, and experimental. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, welcome back, everyone. And, you know, I was looking out for Electric Tuesday music today. And just to let you know, Cannabis Cure will be back with the Electric Tuesday stuff here any week now. He's just getting everything, you know, back together as far as his computer stuff goes. But he'll get some new songs up here pretty soon. In the meantime, I'm taking care of the Electric Tuesday today. And I'm looking through the IOTA promo net. And today, you know, when I look for songs, sometimes I'll just put in a word that I think might have some sort of stoner significance. And today I put in the word baked. So let's see what we find out there under dance music with the word baked in it. And this album came up, and you got to look at this. I love this album over here. Idaho Baked Potato Beats. That's perfect for me, being from Boise, Idaho. I checked this guy out. He's a producer from down in Boise, Idaho, where I am from originally. And he goes by the production name of Stay Low Productions. And as luck would have it, on the CD that was being promoted for Idaho Baked Potato Beats, there was a song called Blunted. So I figured, well, that does it. That's got to make the Electric Tuesday Daily Toker tune. So here it is, Stay Low Productions, with an instrumental called Blunted.
Yo.
Alternative Medical Choices offers healthcare the way it should be. Easy to access, patient-centered, team-based, and quality-focused. We offer a variety of natural, affordable healthcare treatment options like primary care, group acupuncture, massage, and assistance with OMMP registration. As a patient, you will have a team of experts working with you to make you the best you can be. Call Alternative Medical Choices at 503-288-5579 or check us out on the web at altmedchoices.com.
Rock on, Wisconsin. Cannabinoids and health.
Cannabinoids.
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 Why am I having trouble saying that?
Cannabinoids.
Jeez. Oh,
cannabinoids.
What a goof. Flame on, flame on.
It just has something to say.
All of us can get a piece of that pie. And the reason we don't have headway is because that 1% can't figure out how they're going to make all the money.
It just has something to say.
Your Sunday morning and Wednesday evening pot and politics immediately following Danny Danko's free weed here on
The Libra Lounge.
Normal, unlike any other marijuana or drug reform organization, is built from the ground up by grassroots activists. We are the Marijuana Smokers Lobby, and we aren't just anti-prohibition, we're pro-marijuana. Every week, we take some time to talk to the citizens of local Normal chapters across the country and around the world, as well as others who are working to make a difference in the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition. In this segment, we call Grassroots Activism.
All right, we're going to do some real grassroots activism here. I was contacted by one of our regular listeners here on the show that said you ought to get this fella on to talk about what's happening in West Virginia. So joining us to talk about it is Joseph Phillips, who's working to end marijuana prohibition in West Virginia. How you doing, Joseph? I'm sorry, say again, Joseph?
I said, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Glad to have you here. And the main thing we were going to talk about here is this run you're putting on, the High 5K. Tell people about that.
Well, it's a 5K race. It follows along the Mon River on the western side of Morgantown, West Virginia. It's got a little bit of asphalt, like 1 mile of asphalt, 2 miles of crushed limestone trail that follows the river along a wooded path. And you would run up and then run back, and that's the race.
Right on.
I got the idea to do the race to raise awareness about House Bill 3251, the Compassionate Use Medical Marijuana Bill, that they tried to put through the House last year, but it stalled. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to get really hard this year to get it, you know, onto the floor for a vote. And we're hoping it passes because there seems to be an overwhelming consensus that A, people want it legalized in general, and B, even more strongly, do people think that there's medicinal qualities with THC that need to be explored.
Do we have some polling on that in West Virginia? Do you have any numbers to tell us?
No, but I'll tell you from going out and trying to get people interested in getting into this race, what was using flyers and talking to people in the street, overwhelmingly, I was getting a positive response. And the more I went out and tried to talk to people about the race and about legalization of medical marijuana, the more I just found that basically people were with it. They wanted the same thing, you know.
Yeah, that's something, you know, we find in a lot of states that when you talk to the people about it, they're very supportive of it, or at least not in great opposition to it. But when we go to the state house, it's hard to find even a single legislator who will stand up for this. Who do you have on our side on this legislation? Who's the sponsor? Who are the co-sponsors? Who can people turn to get help with this?
That would be Mike Manypenny. Mike Manypenny is trying to put, he knows it's, you know, it's a bill that's going to be raising eyebrows, but he's also working on a lot of other legislation, and right now he's trying really hard to get this through, and that would be the one to talk to, really.
Okay.
You could also go to, you could find your local, like at universities, you could find the, I think it's Students for Responsible Drug Policy.
The Students for Sensible Drug Policy, SSDP.
Yeah, so that would be a good local chapter. And then there's, you know, West Virginia Normal. You can visit the website and stuff like that.
That's right. And folks, if you're interested in getting involved in West Virginia, you can check out our Normal website at normal.org/chapters/WV. That's one of the cool things about this new redesign of the Normal website. If you go to normal.org/chapters and just put in slash your state abbreviation, you'll get your state chapters. And it also works with your laws. If you put in normal.org/laws/WV, you'll get the laws in West Virginia, or, you know, again, use your state for information. West Virginia Normal is available on the web at wvnormal.org, and you can call them at 304-400-5177. We also have a chapter at West Virginia State. You can get them at normalwestvirginia@yahoo.com. Would love to see more chapters in West Virginia, so if you're interested in starting one, send an email to start@normal.org, and we'll help you with all the forms and all of the applications and documents that you'll need for that. So Joseph Phillips, running this High 5K, if people want to get involved in that, do you have a website?
Yes, it's on Facebook. If you were just to type in High 5K, no numbers, it's all written out, High, then the word 5, and then the letter K, it should come up. And there's a link to registration through active.com. It's secure registration.
Okay.
Do you have
I'm sorry, I just wanted to ask if you had a personal connection to the medical marijuana issue.
Well, I guess like a lot of people, I've just known a lot of people who were benefiting from it, and they were having to get it illegally, and you saw that it was helping them, and you felt like, you know, you wish you could do something for them. Mm-hmm. You wish they didn't have to, you know, risk going to jail because they wanted to get over some sort of problem that they had. You know, I trained with, as a chef, with someone who had MS and was having a hard time with the position and decided that they had to train somebody in. Mm. I was a chef for a while, and I just, you know, she needed it. She told me she needed it, and she didn't care what happened. And, you know, that was just kind of sad to me. And
yeah.
I've known other people who were sick with cancer, who used it, and, you know, just other kinds of ailments, and it made them feel better. I knew a guy went to war for a while, came back. He liked to smoke weed. It helped him stay chilled out.
Yeah.
You know
my saying, if you can carry a gun in the sand, you can put a joint in your hand. That's my rule. But, you know, I'm glad you're working with the veterans. You're working with the sick and the disabled to try to get them some protection in the state of West Virginia. And, you know, I'm wondering, as you try to make these changes and you're in the legislature and you're talking to these politicians who oppose this, who, you know, it's so rare. You know, what is it, like 70 to 80% of Americans support medical marijuana. The 20%? Those are the state legislatures. that's got to be the only people that are left. What are some of the reefer madness and crazy things they throw back at you about medical marijuana? What are their fears?
They feel that the research is not supported by official sources. And like, for example, I think it's the Department of Health and Human Services has what's it called, NIDA?
Mm-hmm. National Institutes of Drug
Abuse.
They're
the ones. Yeah, they're the ones who basically they put the rubber stamp on anything they feel is quality research and what isn't. And at the same time, as far as I can understand it, they refuse to do any research on it.
Right. Yeah. As far as NIDA's charter is concerned, they are actually kind of built to oppose any research into the benefits of cannabis. So they were quoted in the New York Times one time is saying something to that effect that, do you fund any positive research? And they say, well, that's not our job. Our job is to show why marijuana is bad. So they don't even want to see the research.
Yes. It's not like they have any kind of, clinical training.
Uh-huh.
They don't have superpowers. They're not going to determine whether or not it has any medical qualities because they don't do the research.
Right.
So it seems like it's kind of ludicrous to have to go through that bureaucratic step in order to, like you said, talk to people who would stand up and say that the research is not founded in any kind of fact, when you could go to research in almost any developed country in the world and see that there's positive results in it. I think there's even just a 20-year federally funded study in this country showing that small amounts of marijuana smoked on a regular basis doesn't cause any kind of long-term harm.
Mm-hmm. You know,
we paid for it.
That's right. And, we absolutely do. We're speaking with Joseph Phillips, who's organizing the High 5K. That's HIGH FIVEK. If you're looking for it on Facebook, spell it all out. High 5K in West Virginia to help raise awareness and raise funds for and working on this this House bill to legalize medical use of cannabis. Now, another thing about West Virginia, if I'm not mistaken, isn't West Virginia one of the states that has a industrial hemp law?
I'm not familiar with industrial hemp law, but I'd be very curious to find out about it.
Yeah, you know, there's so many folks there, and I know the economy in West Virginia is doing, you know, poorly like it is in a lot of places in America, and people are looking for jobs and trying to find a new source of income, and it always strikes me as amazing that people would be against industrial hemp, that our laws would be against industrial hemp when it's not really a drug. Is there much awareness of that in West Virginia? Are people talking about that much?
I think agriculture in general, it's important in West Virginia because there's a lot of damage from fracking and coal mining. Mm-hmm. So people are always very interested in protecting their resources. And I think the infrastructure is set up to handle marijuana, but it's just a matter of it being legalized. It'd be easy to regulate and treat as an agricultural product. Hemp or marijuana, it grows in the ground. It's pretty hardy. It would grow around here.
Yeah, absolutely. So Joseph, as far as continuing the activism here and working on this bill, who's all involved with this? I know we got the West Virginia Normal and the SSDP chapters, but when you look out to the business community, are there anyone out there? Do you have moneyed supporters that are helping with this, or is this totally a grassroots effort?
This is totally a grassroots effort. I'd be interested in doing another event later on and bringing the business community into it. I wanted to give it a dry run and see just what I could put together myself. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's just been really positive. I expect to have probably about 50 racers. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping more. It'd be great. I'm set up to handle 100, so that's what I'm shooting for. Next time around, I'll try to put some names on the back of the race shirt.
Right on. All right.
I've got some people I've spoken to, but I just wanted to back the event up and get the word out for about 3 months before it happened.
All right.
This time I put this together about a month and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Well, doing great work there for the short notice that you put together. This is fantastic. And we hope that it grows and grows, because these kind of events where, it's not about the marijuana per se, it's a running event or it's a fair or it's a festival or it's a documentary or presentation. These are great ways to reach into the communities that normally wouldn't hear our message. And so I really applaud you for doing this. Let's give everyone, it's facebook.com. You're looking for High 5K, and give us the place and the times of the event again.
It's January 28th at 10 a.m. at Edith Beryl Riverfront Park and Trail in Star City, West Virginia. Or you could just say it's January 28th at 10 a.m. in Star City.
All right. We'll be looking forward to it. And if you get any photos from that, send them our way. We'd like to put a post up on the blog and let people know how it turned out.
Great. I'd be happy to. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. Joseph Phillips, working for the High 5K there in West Virginia. Thanks for joining us here on Normal Show Live.
Thanks, Russ. It's been a pleasure.
All right. When we come back, we're going to turn things over to Todd for his Toker Topic. Stay tuned. We're back after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for making pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook wove all of his collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
Yeah, I watch MTV all the time. They have the Rock Against Drug commercials, that whole campaign. These guys have, like, you know, slid into fucking school buses and killed 20 children. Yeah. Rather than a facial license, they made a public service announcement. Yeah, no shit. Yeah. I love these guys. That is, hello, listen, don't get caught with drugs or you'll have to do a commercial just like this one. I think I found the message. The message is don't get caught. Rock Against Drugs. What a fucking name. Somebody was high when they came up with this title. Yeah. It's like Christians Against Christ. Rock created drugs. What are they talking about? They go together, folks.
In terms of legalization of drugs, I think that the battle, the war on drugs has been an utter failure.
The war on drugs has been an utter failure, utter failure.
And I think that we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws. The war on drugs has been an utter failure.
Normal Show Live, where we don't change our position on decriminalization in an election year. Normal Show Live, we spend all week taking a look at the tragedy of American marijuana prohibition. But it's important to take a break and remember that we are a vibrant, diverse, and oftentimes hilarious community of people. So our friend, comedian Todd Armstrong, joins us to poke fun at one of Todd's toker topics.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's 45 after the hour, and we turn things over to comedian Todd Armstrong for today's toker topic, which is
state lines.
All right, take it away.
Yes, I know state lines might sound something kind of odd for folks when it comes to toker topics, but I think nothing really affects potheads and tokers more than state lines. They are more just beautiful bridges for us to drive across half-baked and stare off into the chasm and kind of hit the rumble strips and come back. But that's just for us. But we need to focus on also how it affects a road comedian who drives across states where I can't take my wife because she needs her medicine into Montana, which I spent this week on. Now, it was great to be able to take her medicine from Washington across that gap of 92 miles across Idaho, but I'm too frightened to do that because there's no laws there. That's kind of odd. Getting into Montana, which we have reciprocity, which I was surprised when I got there, when I rolled into Butte and I found out that was incredibly funny, but no one had any weed for me after the show. Just Jaeger bombs, which I threw up on my pillow for the first time in my life, but that's a different story for a different show. And then I went up to Glasgow where there was no weed because we were almost tickling Canada. So there was nothing for me. But then I rolled into Miles City, Montana. I would love to say hello, and I am very, very proud of you, Miles, Montana, with your pictures of 12-foot plants on your cell phones. I'm very, very impressed that you're not frightened by anyone around you that's going on. And I enjoy this. But I want us to focus on what I miss out about having these state lines with different laws where I can't take my wife because she can't take her medicine. I have to – it's like being perpetually trapped in a room full of guys who think their girlfriend's the hottest and are showing you naked cell phones. And you just want to show your beautiful wife. But this is what we're doing about pot. I can't take beautiful Oregon and Washington, amazing buds, and take them and show to these people what their ditch weed is like. Now, I'm not trying to be too insulting here. But when I have a seed blow up in my face and you tell me that this is this sticky icky, I want to actually flick one on your face and have it stick on your forehead. Because that's what we have here. We have little green boogers and we love them so much. We have comedians traveling from Denver to live in Portland and being understood what's going on. And I want to hand my toker topic off to a fabulous comedian who addressed the state line issue when he first came into Oregon was busted with it. My friend Brian Blank, everyone.
Hey, thank you, Todd Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, if you heard last week, I got busted crossing state lines, bringing medical marijuana isn't it ironic how anyone, any other place you can boast, like people boast like, well, we got the best weed here in Colorado. We got the best weed in Oregon. We got the best weed in Chadron, Nebraska. You haven't lived the Chadron, Nebraska experience if you haven't smoked our weed and gone to our Chinese restaurant. You know, but I can't bring my medicine across. I don't know. There's just something completely. And by the way, that Chinese fucking restaurant, I got my card because of IBS, so I definitely needed my medicine.
Brian Blank, everybody. See you guys next Tuesday.
All right. Great job, guys. Hey, Todd Stoker Topic. So back off the road from Montana, where are you headed to next?
Actually, I'm lucky. I'm going to be in Portland for a little bit. I'm going to be in Pendleton, Oregon, and then Grants Pass, but back to Portland for that fabulous week with Amy Schumer and Colin Kane at Helium for, let's see, Valentine's Day week. So come on. Play, please.
Right on. So check out Todd Armstrong on the Twitter at @ArmToddStrong and on the Facebook at Goob the Knob. And I'm in my 40s, so I can say the Google, the Twitter, and the
that's
Facebook.
Right. That's on okay. The interwebs.
On the interwebs.
You can follow me at B Blank Has Jokes for Twitter and then Brian Blank for Facebook.
B Blank Has Jokes on Twitter. Brian Blank.
On Facebook. That's my name.
Right on. Well, thanks for joining us here for Todd Stoker Topics. And when we come back, we'll have a little time for some radical ranting. Stay tuned. It's Normal Show Live.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights. And in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
Let's not get into that yet. I have a question.
Is this an emergency, sir?
Depends.
Well,
not really.
If it's not an emergency, you don't call 911, sir.
Well, I have a legal question.
Well, it's not. Is this an emergency?
I don't know what that means.
Is it life-threatening or an active crime in progress?
Crime in progress, possibly.
What's going on?
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering how much, you know, trouble you can get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much, depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
No, it's possession.
Okay.
You can get pinched for a roach in a car.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the info.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Do you want to hear my call?
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Remember, Mr. President, you once were just one bust away from being Barry the drug criminal.
Life ain't a box of chocolates gum. That's why people smoke weed and take bumps and drink way too damn much and get drunk and do it all over again first of the month.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
All right, folks, I just wanted to talk about the fight for legalization and more specifically getting on the ballot in 2012. And I was piqued onto this because of a post on Cannabis Warrior, the excellent blog by Mickey Martin out there at CannabisWarrior.com. And this was the headline for it. Challenge.
Four initiatives enter. One initiative leaves. Welcome to Canadome.
Right? Like the old Thunderdome Mad Max thing here. And what he's pointing out is that we've got four different initiatives in the state of California that are working to get on the ballot for some form of legalization or marijuana law reform. And in his post, he calls out here for the Canadome. He says, let us rent a hotel ballroom, put messages out across the industry, and let people know if they want to have a word in the decision to either show up or shut up. Then I say we take the first ever cannabis straw poll, and whichever initiative wins will be the direction we go. Doesn't that sound awesome? We have a couple of weeks maybe to organize it. And then, you know, asks the policy groups and the people promoting these initiatives to come together at the Canadome and have the straw poll or a caucus or whatever and decide which one initiative, well, we get behind. Now, I'm got two things about this. And on the one hand, I'm thinking, yes, this is, I mean, dividing our support is never a good idea. Right. There's only so many dollars to go to cannabis law reform in a state. There's only so many people that want to donate to it. There's only so much time and attention the politics will put into this sort of campaign, especially in a 2012 election campaign. There's going to be a lot of noise on the airwaves about many different issues out there. For our issue to come out and get any sort of attention is much more difficult when they can point at our issue and say, see, even those folks that want it can't agree on what they want to do. So I understand the need for it. We don't want to divide our support, our attention, our volunteers, our fundraising amongst multiple initiatives. On the other hand, the idea that we would have a Canadome and the people of the marijuana world would get together in peace and harmony and all decide in unity to support one initiative and drop all the others, I don't see that happening. Now, it's not a situation, I don't want to say I'm just picking on California here, because it's a situation that also exists in Washington State, in Oregon, and in Colorado. And I know Kerry always puts this brilliant people's problems, or you've heard the term white people's problems on Saturday Night Live the other day. This is kind of one of those medical marijuana grass is always greener kind of problems. Here we are in these medical states where people back east and down south would just kill for the liberty, the little bit of liberty that we've managed to eke out here. And we're all fighting amongst ourselves in the medical states about, well, which kind of legalization. Oh, I don't like your legalization. It's not true legalization. Oh, I got to get behind this legalization. That's too much legalization. That's too much regulation. All this infighting amongst us when we're all, you know, suffering from, you know, the medical marijuana laws that we've got here. But anyway, this idea that we would all be able to come together as a industry or as a movement and get behind just one initiative, I think is fraught with all sort of political difficulties, not the least of which is severe differences in how people define legalization and what they think that really means. Many people support the remove prohibition model, right? Where it's just, we'll just do it like we did alcohol. We'll just take away the criminal penalties in the state code for marijuana. And then if the feds want to enforce prohibition, they can go ahead and do it. Others are more of the regulation type crowd that say, no, we need to come up with a regulatory structure that treats it like alcohol and has very well-defined limits and such so that it will pass. Regardless of what we all think about these different legalization proposals, I don't care about us putting together a Canadome for all of the industry people and all of the inside the choir, if you will, to decide what we're going to get behind. Because our votes alone aren't the ones that are going to pass this. We need the votes of 50% plus one of the voters out there that turn out on election day. If we're going to ask anyone which of the initiatives we should get behind, we should ask the public. We should do polling. We should put together polling. And I would call on, and I got to give credit where credit is due, Leland Berger from the Normal Legal Committee had suggested this in Oregon, that all of the leaders of the various initiatives cooperate on funding polling on all of the initiatives, and whichever one polls best with the public, that's the one we get behind. But even that sort of modest strategy has met with a lot of resistance. For if you're the group that got your ballot signatures turned in on time and you got more than twice the amount you needed and you've got all the big name bigwig funders already lined up, why would you want to risk a vote polling that might turn out that somebody else who doesn't have any funding or any backing right now or any realistic chance of getting in the ballot. What do you want to take the chance that they get the vote, and now you got to fold your tent on all of this hard work and these coalitions that you've built? On the other hand, those people that have the big money supporters and the big name supporters will turn to the grassroots and say, you ought to get behind us because we got our stuff together. Kind of a backhanded insult to those folks and what they believe legalization should be. So while I see the need for it, I don't know how it's going to happen. We can take your calls for it in hour two if you have any ideas on how to get the people in the legalization, the potential legalization states, behind one initiative. If you got ideas, I'm willing to air them. Phone number here is 971-533-7111 as we take it into hour two. But that's all for hour one. Thanks for joining us on the podcast for Cannabis Carry, Ganja John, Todd Armstrong, and the two Bryans. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.